The nonprofit group that drives Sunshine Institute is behind the lawsuit. They say an environmental impact assessment on plans to build a new toll lane was never completed. But CDOT spokeswoman Amy Ford says that's not true.
It was a six-year-long process, an extensive outreach process that concluded with a signed record of decision with the Federal Highway Administration.
The private company, the Plenary Group, will pay for part of the toll lane's construction and maintain the road for 50 years. Democratic House Majority Leader Dickie Lee Hollinghorst of Boulder is one of 14 lawmakers with concerns about the plans.
I can't say that it's a bad contract. I can't say that it's a good one. I think that's the problem. So I wouldn't mind having this held up just a little bit.
Every city and county government along the road has signed off on the plan to ease congestion. The financial close is scheduled for the end of this month, and the updates to U.S. 36 will be complete in 2016. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.